Shkolim Perches Mishnah Vov. We were talking in the last Mishnah about the Peroiches that's Nitmo, where it was Nitar Al Yedei Tefillin and Mikvah. So agav that, the Mishnah brings another halacha of similar type. We're talking here about something that can't be fixed Al Yedei Tefillah. Oichel, that becomes Tameh, has to be burnt. Oichel Kotchim. So Psar Kotche Kadoshim Shenitmo. Bosser kotche kadoshim shenitma, bein ba'avatuma, bein bevladatum. Remember, we had a few mishnayos ago that bosser kotche kadoshim was always in the azor. It can't go out of the azor, it has to be eaten in the azor. So memela was nitma in the azor, both of it was nitma ba'avatuma. Mefarshim explained that avatum in this case means something that would be mitame deraisa, which would be bosser kotchim that touched the sheretz or zovu, neither, whatever it is, one, or it touched mashke that touched azov or whatever it is, that's all of Vlad Atumah. Oichel can become a sheni midaraisa. Before we were talking about Kalim. Kalim is not deraisa, that's exera. But over here we're talking about Oichel. Oichel does become a sheni litumah if it touched the rishon, which touched an av. When we say in the Mishnah, ben bivlad Atumah, we don't only mean things that were nitma de rishon. What we really mean is things that are nitma only by if that's derabonim. Like it touched a kli that was touched by mashke tome. So the mashke tome being mitame kli we had in the Mishnah before by Perech is only midrabanon. So Mela, now this kli touched bosa. A piece of bosa kotchim was put into a kli that was nitma, it's only midrabanon. The bosa certainly is only tome midrabanon. What's the halacha now? That it can't be eaten. Bein bifnim, bein bachutz, b'shamay oimrim hakol yisorif bifnim. The din of sreifas kotche kadoshim psulim. It has to be Bazar. We learn that I have a pasuk in Parshas Tzav. In the Beis Hadesh and in the Azor, that's where they burnt Kotch Kedoshim Shenitmu. Beshamay Oimrim, Hakol Yisorif Bifnim, Chutz Mishenitma Ba'av Hatumo Bachutz. If it was Nitma Mideraisa Bachutz, to bring it in, that we don't do. Richting that the place for burning Kotch Kedoshim was inside, but that's only Aviv that it was Nitma inside. You have a separate problem of taking something that's Tomei from outside the Azor and bringing it into the Azor. That you can't do. So even though you have to, by definition, not burn it in the Mokum Kodesh, still we don't bring it in. They didn't take anything that was Tomei from outside the Azor into the Azor. And even that which was Tomei Deraisa, they took it out and they burnt it, Bachutz, which means there was a Beis Hadesh in the place, for Sreifas Kotchim outside of the Azor. The one exception to the rule, Beis Hillel says, is something that was Nitmim Bevlad Atumah Bifnim. It's only Tomei Midrabanan, so you don't have to rush it out. It's also here, you don't have to bring it in. That could be burnt in the Beis Hadesh that was in the Azor itself. Mishnah Zayin. Rebbe Elazar Oimer, as shenitma ba'av hatuma, bein bifnim, bein bechutz yisorif bachutz. That which was nitma, ayidei av hatuma, was nitma ba'ifin, that's deraisa tome. Bein bifnim, bein bachutz, should be burnt outside. He holds, this is the third shita. Rabbi Elazar holds that things that are deraisa, you have to rush out of the azara. Even though it was nitma bifnim, you have to rush it out. Things that are outside, Eshenitma Bevlad Atumah, I'm sorry, things that are Terabonon, Bein Bifnim, Bein Bachutz Yisorif Bifnim. That means if it was Nitma, there's a din in Basa Kotchim that should be burnt Be'etzim Nazar. Says Rebbe Elazar, so LaMashal, anything that was left over, that was Noisor, was burnt Nazar if it's Kotchim Kedoshim. Kotchim Kalm was burnt outside. That being said, Rebbe Elazar holds that since Be'etzim is a Maila of burning it inside, as Shenitman Bevlad Atumah, which is only Derabon, they would take it in. That's already a Chiddush. Nobody in the first mission, not Peshama and not Pesil, held you could take it in. It's only if it was inside. The question is if you have to rush it out. Rebbe Elazar's Mechadish, that if it's only Derabon, you could bring it in. You saw it Bifnim. Rebbe Kiva Oimer, Mokum Tumosoi Shom Sveifosoi. Kiva has a fourth Shita. Kiva holds, listen, there's a mile in Basa Kotchim being burnt inside. That's a mitzad the Basa Kotchim, that's the best place. Mitzad the Kedusha. But mitzad Hilchis Tumah, it's best not to take something in. Therefore, sort of like a Sheval Tasa. If it's inside already, whether it's deraisa or derabanan, lamaisa, there's the din be'etzim, the optimal burning of Kotchim is inside, so then you burn it inside. If it's outside, if it was nitme outside, then the optimal place, even though it's inside, but you can't create, you can't be mafshetum in the azara at that price. Therefore, you burn it outside. Mokum tumas sham sefase. So we have four shittas. According to Beis Shammai, we always are seirif basar kochim bifnim, unless it was tamei de'iraisa and it was outside. But if it's inside, you leave it inside. He's the most makel kilu on the tumah in the mikdash. Interesting. Beis Shammai is the most makel. Beis Hillel is the most machmir. He says be'etzem you have to rush out anything that's tamei. You have to rush out of the azara. There's only one case where you could keep it and burn it in the azara, and that is if it's derabbanon and it was inside. According to Belezer, it really depends. Deraisa or derabbanon. According to Rabbi Kiva, it's totally in where it was. Whatever's inside stays inside. Whatever's outside stays outside.